Welcome to On the Front Lines of Caregiving. I am your host, Lynette Whiteman. Today, my guest is Denise Brown, who is the owner and operator of Caregiving.com, which launched in 1996. She is also the author of 8 books. Denise is a sought-after speaker who holds seminars and workshops about the family caregiving experience. She has been featured in the Wall Street Journal, SmartMoney.com, Time Magazine, and the Chicago Tribune. Denise is also a professional caregiving coach, working with family caregivers and professionals to find the meaning in their journeys. Today, Denise is joining me to talk about the very exciting upcoming National Caregiving Conference on November 8th and 9th in Chicago. Welcome, Denise. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Lynette. Thank you so much for having me.
So I'm excited about the National Caregiving Conference. This is the first year that I'm attending, but this is the third year you're doing this, correct? This is the third time you're organizing
correct.
This? Wow. And
yeah.
When you yep. thought about this, so this is 2018. The first one was in 2015 or 2016?
2016.
And when you thought about this, what was your vision for it? Why did you decide to undertake this?
I actually have been trying to launch a conference for family caregivers and former family caregivers since probably about 2011. And I tried 2011 and then again in 2013, and it just was not the right time. Hmm. And it always was the vision that I wanted it to be a place where we came to share and connect and to have family caregivers and former family caregivers be both the presenters and the panelists. Mm-hmm. It seemed to me in going to conferences that you heard a lot of professionals tell us how they perceived the experience to be. And sometimes they were right and sometimes they missed the mark. And I wanted it to be that we always hit the mark. Because it's our story, our experience. We can't be wrong when we get together and share what we experience. That's what I wanted the conference to be. And that's what it is. So our presenters are those who are currently caring for a family member, those who've previously cared. And we are our experts at the conference. And it's a way for us to connect and share. There's dialogue in each of the sessions around what our experience is really like. We heal. We connect, we share, we laugh, we have fun. It's just really a special event.
That's awesome. That's such a great vision to have it, that the caregivers who are the experts in this, who are living it, or former caregivers be the presenters. Because you're right. If you look at every conference, it's just professionals in this field giving their experience working in this field. But unless you've lived it yourself, you have such a different perspective on what day-to-day life and challenges are. That's such a great concept, Denise.
Actually, I launched caregiving.com with that very same thought. Actually, my first product was a newsletter that came out every month called Caregiving. And I launched that in January 1995. And that always was the voice of the family caregiver. The articles that were written in the newsletter were family caregivers, penned by family caregivers. I wrote the articles and interviewed family caregivers. So it was always about their experiences. It was always them. And when I started the website and added blogs, I knew that I just wanted family caregivers to be the ones who blogged. Mm-hmm. If you go to a lot of other websites, you'll read experts telling us again what they think it's like for us. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I just thought, that's not right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you
and I've seen you say
parents,
that a lot. Right.
It's parents, you know, moms.
Yes, yes. I was just thinking
it's
that.
It's moms who are writing the stuff.
Yes.
Right? We don't have to go to a parent website and listen to an expert tell us what it's like.
Yeah.
We listen to each other.
Yeah.
Why is caregiving different? I don't get that. That's always seemed so odd to me.
Yeah.
That it feels like.
That is a great
point. You know,
point.
It just, has always felt like, for whatever reason, the voice of the family caregiver wasn't in the conversation about caregiving. And that never made sense to me. Yeah. It never made sense to me.
And I don't even think people think about that much, Denise. It's just taken for granted that you need to hear from experts about this. But as you were talking, I was thinking about how many mom groups there are with the moms talking about stuff and giving advice when somebody's two or whatever. But there's not a lot of caregivers in that space for that same thing. So that's such a great
Why
point.
Is that?
I never thought of it.
Complex life experience. It's caregiving.
Yeah.
And if you're in a caregiving experience, you have a complex set of resources, support systems, knowledge, wisdom. Mm-hmm. You're the best expert. And I don't know why that was overlooked and still is in some regard. It's so odd to me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great point. So after your first one, after you had this vision that you were working on for a while and you saw it all come together, was that an amazing moment for you when you saw all those people there connecting? And like, what did that feel like for you when you saw it actually?
Oh, it must... You would think it would be like this amazing moment, but it actually were very many moments of terror for me. I remember the conference was a day and a half, Friday afternoon and Saturday. And I remember on Friday morning meeting with my steering committee members and saying, okay, let's go on a tour of the hotel and I'll show each of you where your sessions will be. And as we were walking through the hotel and I showed them where the grand ballroom is, where the general sessions were going to be, and then into all the different breakout rooms, I thought, oh my God, what was I thinking? Mm-hmm. I can't do this. Mm-hmm. I can't pull this off. How do I have money to be doing this?
Yeah.
What was I thinking? It was just pure terror. I don't know if I've ever had a panic attack like that, but I just thought, oh my gosh, I cannot do this. I can't do this. I wanted to run, but I had all these people, you know, right next to me. And I thought, well, okay, I just have to keep going.
Right.
And
you
I
did
it. Through it.
Yeah. And, and is it easier now or is it still so terrifying?
Interestingly enough, I thought the first year would be the hardest, but the second year was much harder. And I'm finding it easier this year.
Good.
I also think there's a lot to be said about longevity, being able to say this is the third year.
Yes.
I think that's when people are like, oh, wow.
Yeah. You're legitimate now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Yeah. So the audience for this is family caregivers, no matter what stage of caregiving you're going through. And I saw the topics and there's for young caregivers and older spouses and adult children. So your target audience is anybody who is a caregiver or who has gone through that experience. That's who would benefit from attending the conference.
Exactly. Anyone who's worrying about caring for, helping a family member. Anyone who has been through the experience where they've cared for a family member. At any point in those two experiences, you will gain from the conference. Mm-hmm. What you really gain is a sense of understanding. I think that's really one of the great things about the conference is you show up and you feel like you belong.
Yeah.
You don't feel like you have to explain yourself
yep.
or defend yourself. You'll connect with people. One of the first questions someone will ask you is, who do you care for? Mm. And you say, I care for my mom. And then you just start talking.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, everybody is at the conference is caring or cared for someone. It's just a different experience in life than when you're out there in the real world, right? You don't necessarily volunteer a lot of things about caregiving unless you know that it's someone who's going to get it. Because
right.
if you talk about it to someone who's not going to get it, you feel like, oh my gosh, that was just such a waste of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that's 5 minutes I'm never going to get back because they didn't get it. At the conference, though, it's all about who do you care for? How long? What's it been like? You know, people want to know. Mm-hmm. People want to know what your experience is.
Mm-hmm. It's just
we're
such
better
a...
for knowing what someone else is going through.
Yeah.
It helps us put our own experience into perspective.
Yeah. I imagine it's just such a safe space for people and where you're not going to be judged, where you could be honest about your experiences. And like what you said, when you're talking to somebody else who hasn't gone through this, you're really careful with what you say, because so much of caregiving, at least for me, is frustration and not knowing what to do. But when somebody doesn't know what you're going through, you hold that back. You hold that into yourself. You don't share that. But I imagine being at the conference with all these other caregivers, they're going to get it and they're not going to judge you for it. And what a gift that is that you're giving to people to have this safe space.
Absolutely. However you're feeling is accepted.
Right. Yeah.
And however you describe your experience is accepted too.
Yeah.
We don't put words in your mouth. We listen to how you describe it and what it's been like for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So powerful. So there's two ways to attend your conference. One way, obviously, is in person, that you could go to Chicago November 8th and 9th. And we're going to give out how people could learn about this and register for it. And the other way is virtually. Talk to me a little bit about the virtual end of it and how does that work?
It is basically watching the conference on your computer. It's not the entire conference. It's one of our tracks. Each day of our two-day conference, we have a general session. We start on Friday, November 9th at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time. That's when we officially open up the conference. We have an official Dr. Whitney Bailey, who's going to come and open up our conference, and she's with the, you know, it's a new government agency, and I still am not used to it. It's ACL, Administration for Community Living, which oversees the programs like through the Family Caregiver Support Program. So she's going to open up our conference. That's a huge win for us. Mm-hmm. That really does solidify that we're legit.
Mm-hmm.
So her opening session is 9:00 p.m. and then our sessions kick off at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. You can watch the conference from 10 a.m. up and through 7 p.m. Wow. Eastern Time. The general sessions feature a variety of presenters and a variety of topics. I try to have the general sessions that are live broadcast give you a taste of what the other tracks might be.
Mm-hmm.
So there might be someone talking about caring for a family member with dementia and using that as an inspiration for their presentation. We have panel discussions around our best days, or finding our best during our worst days. Our theme this year is, how do we bring our best during a time that feels like the worst?
Mm-hmm.
One of the other sessions that I'm really excited about is Dr. Sam Warrington, who wrote a book called At Peace.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about, how do we end life after a long life? Meaning, how do we die with dignity and with comfort and at peace?
Hmm.
He's part of our virtual broadcast, and he is a must watch.
Huh.
He is a must watch. He is fantastic.
Okay. And people are going to be able to watch him virtually also. That's going to be one of the speakers that are available through the virtual conference.
Yes.
Oh, great.
He's on Friday.
Okay.
For the virtual broadcast. Absolutely.
Great.
And then on Saturday, we have a variety of sessions. And then we have our fashion show, where we ask volunteer models to show what they look like when they care. So we actually dress up. We put on what I wear when I care, which means we just look like how we look.
Yeah, you know? That's great.
Not good.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah, yeah. Not pretty. Yeah.
But it's not pretty. And it's fun. We just have fun.
Oh,
with
that
it.
Sounds great. Yeah.
Yeah.
And is your caregiving.com, the contest, still open for people to enter to win a trip to Chicago? Is that still running, Denise?
Yes, it started today.
Okay.
And it goes through August 25th.
Okay.
We raised money to try to help a family caregiver get to the conference. We were able to raise $4,000.
Wow.
We are giving away four prizes of $1,000 plus free registration to the conference. And it's easy to enter for a chance to win. You just have to go to caregiving.com, look for the post that says, "Get me to Chicago," read about the contest, and then post a comment about why you want to come to our conference. You can post a conference for the next 4 days.
Okay.
Every time you post a comment, you're entered in for a chance to win. So if you post a comment for 4 days, that's four entries. And then I'll pick four winners, again, to each win $1,000 and a free registration to the conference. You actually get your $1,000 when you come to the conference. And you can use $1,000 in any way that works for you, to pay for the hotel, to pay for your flight, to pay for respite care.
What a great
gift. Anyone who's currently caring for a family member is eligible to win.
Excellent.
You just have to post a comment. Tell us why you want to come, and you could win.
That's great. That's awesome. So how can people learn about the conference, either both ways, if they want to register to come to Chicago or virtually? Tell us how to find out and register.
So just go to caregiving.com.
Okay.
And there's a green. I don't know my colors right now, but it actually is green. It's a green menu bar on any page on caregiving.com, and you'll see NCC18.
Okay.
You can click on that. If you hover over it, the drop-down menu appears. You can learn about our agenda. You can learn about the different pre and post trainings that we're offering. You can meet our presenters. You can register.
Perfect.
If you'd like to, you could register as a volunteer, and that gives you free registration. So there's actually three different ways to participate. You can participate as an attendee, as a virtual attendee, or as a volunteer.
And what do the volunteers do? What sort of assignments do they get?
They can work at the registration desk.
Okay.
They can be in the session rooms, actually making sure that everybody has what they need. Oftentimes during a session, the audience participates and a volunteer will walk around with a mic to make sure that everybody can hear what the audience has to say. Sometimes they like to point out different session rooms for people to go to if people are feeling like a little lost, like I can't find.
Which is going to be me.
The volunteer will point them in the right way.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's good. I'll look
for
those
people. And we have volunteers that come back every year. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. That's really nice. Well, it sounds amazing. Anything I missed, anything else you want to say about the conference or to let people know about it? Any last thoughts about it, Denise?
Well, I'd love for you to talk a little bit about your session.
Okay.
Tell us about what your presentation is.
My presentation is called Can This Marriage Be Saved? And I am caring presently for my mom who lives with me. And so I'm going to focus my presentation as somebody who is a caregiver, who had my mom move in with me and had basically an explosion in my marriage after that happened, and learned so many lessons that nobody talked to me about before. And everybody might be different, but I really went on a journey with my husband through caring for my mom. Came out the other end, thankfully, but I really hope to share some lessons that I learned and hear from other people who are either thinking about this or have lived with a parent and how they have handled these issues. So I'm excited to learn from other people and talk about, again, like you said, I've done this. I'm not an expert. I'm not a marriage counselor, but how I manage this time in my life. So I'm thankful for the opportunity to share this with other people.
And why is it important for you to not only attend at the conference, but also present?
I think I was really attracted to the conference because it was caregivers presenting to caregivers, and I also work with caregivers. I'm also the executive director of a nonprofit that helps caregivers. And caregivers feel so alone in the world when they call me. They feel like they're the only ones. I'm the only one who gets mad at my mom. I'm the only one that I can't take it anymore. I don't know how I'm going to get through another day. And they all feel alone, like they're the only ones that are going through this. So I was thinking there's probably other people who have had a parent move in with them that have gone through what I went through with my marriage, and I don't really see it written that much. I don't see many articles about, I almost got divorced because my mother moved in with me and I learned things about my husband that I didn't like. So I just wanted to share, I thought that this would be a safe place to share that experience. I want to thank my guest, Denise Brown, so much for joining me today to talk about the National Caregiving Conference that's taking place on November 8th and 9th in Chicago. If you'd like more information about this conference, to register either to attend virtually, to volunteer, or to enter to win a contest, please visit caregiving.com. And thank you also for listening today. If you enjoy the podcast, please subscribe. Have a wonderful day.